One of the most powerful images this weekend was the line, blocks long, of people who showed up to donate blood after the Orlando massacre. Now, donated blood from men who've had sex with other men was banned during the height of the HIV scare. The virus can be transmitted by blood. In 2014, that was revised. The FDA now requires at least 12 months from sexual contact, which still meant a lot of Orlando men could not participate in helping to save their friends who were victims of the shooting. Enter, well, everyone. Renata Sago from NPR station WMFE in Orlando reports.
The strongest display of solidarity came Sunday morning. That's when hundreds of Central Floridians, including Joseph Morales, showed up at an Orlando blood center after an urgent call for plasma to help shooting victims in surgery.
I came with my roommate. I was actually yesterday there, so I lived it closely. And definitely, you know, any help that I can provide to help the cause, I will do for sure.
The line wrapped around the blood bank, extending for blocks in the sweltering heat with wait times up to 6 hours. FDA restrictions currently bar sexually active gay and bisexual men from donating blood, leaving many members of the LGBT community unable to contribute. But Barbara Morenci with Servants of the Sun Christian Motorcyclists Association organized tents from where people who couldn't give blood handed out water, snacks, sunblock, and umbrellas.
When we are in crisis, the human spirit moves you, and everybody just comes together and does what needs to be done.
Up in the sky, a plane towed a message that read, "Unite, stay strong," words that led Susan Santos Costner and the other members of the Sounds of Freedom Band and Color Guard, an LGBT group, to go ahead with a show they'd been planning for months.
We wanted to show a spirit that is unbroken and unbowed by this. Terrorism is supposed to inspire fear, and we're here to inspire love and acceptance. So we had to go on with the show.
And for resident Mark Bennett, that's what it's all about, this tragedy, the worst mass shooting in the nation's history.
Through all these attacks, you know, lately, I still try to have some faith in humanity that there's more good out there than bad.
More visuals are planned as officials continue to release the names of shooting victims. Orlando blood banks are taking appointments for donations as well. For Here and Now, I'm Renata Sago in Orlando.
Well, a note, Sunday morning's horrible mass shooting in Orlando eclipsed another unconnected deadly shooting Friday night in that city that was also horrifying but could have been much worse. 22-year-old voice singer Christina Grimmie was shot and killed by an apparent stalker, Kevin James Loibel, while signing autographs after a performance. Loibel was immediately tackled by the singer's brother, Marcus, who's being hailed as a hero for possibly preventing fans from being shot. Loibel turned the gun on himself. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Here is Christina Grimmie singing a cover of Jason Mraz's I Won't Give Up.
Even if the skies get rough, giving you all my love, still looking up. And when you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting, see what you find.
So, a weekend bookended by pain in Florida and another life story not written. Christina Grimmie was 22.